Most of the Republicans running for governor, and especially Garrett Saldano, are pushing for the idea of making Michigan the capital of parental rights when it comes to children's education. That spurred arguments and outrage over issues such as masking, racial equity education, and transgender students in public schools. Reporter Ben Solis detailed this latest battle in the culture war in a Gongwer News article. He tells WDET's Russ McNamara that Republicans feel like an attack on public schools is an effective wedge issue in their efforts to retake the governorship.
This whole campaign has mostly, been a referendum on Whitmer, but very much so a push for what they call greater parents' rights or parental rights. A lot of the candidates, and especially Garrett Saldano, who we did speak to in the article, are really pushing for this idea of making Michigan the capital of parental rights, that, you know, parents are more involved in their children's education, more involved with kind of the media that they're taking in. It seems that the GOP feels that as public education moves in a certain way, they're getting left behind. They have less say over what's in their children's curriculum, the after-school programs that they're going to. And recently, this comment from Attorney General Dana Nessel calling for drag queens in every school, which was a joke, which was not taken that way by the GOP, has kind of set off some of these concerns. And, you know, as we see and as we saw in the article, too, this has been kind of brewing for a while. It's like kind of this mix between this push against public education while almost simultaneously trying to scare people that this LGBT content or some of the issues that are being taught in some schools are somehow going to harm kids.
The specificity of with how candidates are focusing on schools, I think, is interesting. We've seen just asking kids to put on masks in the middle of a pandemic come under fire from conservatives. Angry parents at school board meetings over that. Now they're focused on drag queen story time and critical race theory. It's coming at a time of a renewed push to try to funnel money from public schools into charter schools and private schools. The push coming from the billionaire DeVos family. Is that kind of all intertwined, where if you erode some of the public school, you can kind of beef up charter schools at the same time? It's using the culture wars in a way I hadn't seen before.
It's interesting that you point that out, because it does feel all intertwined, but it does not feel like it is naturally so. It feels much like this latest attack on trans kids, those who would be advocates for transgender kids in schools, is just another hit in the line of trying to attack public education. When I ask, whose values, which party's values are more aligned with the electorate on not just education issues, but this current attack, and of course, both sides say that they are, that their message is resonating and these attacks are landing. But, Attorney General Dana Nessel pointed out that this is just another attack in the long line of those against public education. And she very much sees this as intertwined. As you mentioned, there is this kind of larger push right now, especially at this critical juncture in the campaign, to push against public education. And this kind of just lands in there. Some people have asked, especially on social media, is this transgender attack astroturfed? Meaning, is it, manufactured? Mm-hmm. Are we really seeing this concern from regular people, or is this, some kind of party machination? And it appears to be the latter, although the candidates really do very much believe that these issues are affecting parents and that they're going to be the ones standing up for it. So, yeah, I think that we're seeing disparate, separate attacks all kind of falling in line with the general attack on public education that we've seen for decades here in Michigan.
I guess the big question is, this has all been a pattern. Republicans for decades have been jumping from moral panic to moral panic, from anti-sodomy laws to anti-gay marriage to trans people in bathrooms, now to drag queens in public schools. Does the message seem to be landing with GOP voters, or is this just the latest stop until the next one?
We have yet to see that, unfortunately, because a lot of the internal polling is sparse, and I haven't really seen a good look at some independent polls for this. I do know that right before this transgender scare kind of started a couple of weeks ago, we were trying to figure out who was going to be the front runner in this pack now that the field of gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side was winnowed so low. after several were kicked off the ballot. And it appears that the arrest of Brian Kelly, which has absolutely nothing to do with this, that was an arrest made in connection to the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. But he's leading the pack, at least to some degree, in some internal polling. So we have yet to see whether these attacks, which you know certain candidates have transitioned to. I mentioned Garrett Saldano. Also, Tudor Dixon has been pretty on the forefront of this latest kind of attack line against transgender kids. It's yet to be seen. But I will say that on the very day that the Attorney General made her comment about drag queens in schools, Garrett Saldano had already cut an ad attacking that very line. So it all kind of came to a head at the same time. So it will be interesting to see if, you know, Ms. Nessel's comments played all over conservative media and being blasted through social media will ring to the same ears of people who are seeing Garrett Saldano's ad and then putting two and two together.
Just taking the candidates overall in a broad look, there isn't an awful lot of differentiation between the individual people. Just from the things they're focusing on, their overall rhetoric, they're all hopping from, you know, the same talking points, it seems. Is that a good thing or a bad thing as we head into this gubernatorial primary in August?
It's tough to say, especially because we know that in primaries, more of the fringe or at least further polarized voters are typically the ones who vote in that. So, you know, these attacks against transgender kids, these attacks against public education, the mask issue, which, you know, seems to be not quite a huge issue because there aren't very many mask mandates left in Michigan. But all of this is kind of coming together to try to set each candidate apart. And you put it, you know, pretty nicely that, you know, these candidates have all overlapped in their messaging quite a bit. Before Ryan Kelly was arrested, one of the main lines that we were seeing was, you know, how can we tell Garrett Saldano and Ryan Kelly apart? Well, now we can't, simply because of the Jan 6 arrest. But, you know, they're all trying to vie for position in a pretty, you know, muddy pool right now. And it's just, we're going to see more of this, kind of this jumping back and forth. But, you know, that all being said, it's tough to say about, you know, who will really rise to the top with Republican primary voters, because quite honestly, they're checking all the boxes that they need to check for that, you know, that voter block. Will any of this play well in the general election? We still have to see. It's hard to say. I know that, you know, some of the statistics on how people feel about gay and lesbian people, it's a much larger statistic of people feeling comfortable with that group of people. I'm not sure that, you know, the same can be said of the transgender community. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, how many, Republican voters are moved by this.
Yeah, because when you swing so far right to try to cater to the base and the people that come up to the primary, it can be hard to walk back when you try to moderate all of your language heading into the general election. So that will be very interesting to see how it plays out as we run up to the first week of November.
Yeah, it'll definitely be much more clear of whether this is something that is going to resonate with the general electorate as we move out of August and away from the primary. That is for sure.